brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Thursday, May the 1st. May the 1st. There's, you know, we used to have parties back when I was a young man in college on the 1st of May. And, so anyway, it's the 1st of May. It's Thursday. It is 7:06 in the morning. I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning. And what kind of parties did we have on the 1st of May?
I'll tell you during the break. Oh. Phone lines here are 605. It was just regular college parties. It was the Saints, though, that came out with it.
Yeah, because May is a great month. I mean, it's
May is, yeah. Boy, howdy.
And all the good ladies were born in May.
So is this your birthday?
No, but Linda's birthday is this month, and my birthday is this month.
That's what I mean. I said, were you born this month? Then you go. And Linda's is. Linda's is May the 21st.
Right.
What can I say? You know, so we're going to, you know what she wants to do?
What?
She wants to take one of those, little river cruises where you get dinner.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Anyway, phone lines here, 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, I hope. I mean, I'm looking kind of at it, so I assume that's what's happening. And, today we've got healthy stuff with, you know, this big bike riding thing is coming on, and we have, Shasta County DA, Steve Carlton will be here.
Oh my gosh.
This is, you know, that series we're running on crime and how do we get our arms around this before it, you know, before we have shootings in the street and all those things. So this is
lots of conversation on the streets about what's happening.
Absolutely. But before we get to any of this, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are down this morning for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's down 15 points at 16,563. The S&P 500 is down, up fractionally at 1884, and the NASDAQ is up 3 at 4117. Active stocks this morning include Merrimack Pharmaceuticals, which is up $2.29 at $6.68, and Sprint up 44 cents at $8.94. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 25 cents at $24 even. North Valley Bank is down 29 cents at $22.31. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.44%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 50 cents at $99.24. Gold is down $16.20 at $1,279.70. And silver down 22 cents at $18.95. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thanks, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908, right here. And you want to know what's going on in the market? You just heard that. But here's the other thing. Go down to their office on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call first, 243-7561. What to do with your annuities, retirement plans, financial freedom. They're the ones that can help you. I've met every one of them. I am just amazed that people know this much stuff about finance. It's probably something I should know, but I don't. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors.
On this first day of May in downtown Reading, it's 59 degrees. It's going to be sunny with a high near 91 today. Mostly clear with a low around 57 this evening. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 87. And mostly clear, low of around 54 on Friday night. Sunny and about 80 on Saturday, and a 20% chance of showers on Sunday morning. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
Okay, now Trish and I are both, by the way, the Bob is here with us. Not Bad Bob, but the Bob.
Okay.
He didn't like Just Bob.
Oh.
He says, I'm no longer Just Bob. I am the Bob.
Okay.
So the Bob's here. So, you know, people are writing little things in here about playing stuff because today is May 1st, so there's stuff that the Bee Gees did about. There was a song about May 1st by the Bee Gees.
Okay.
Get into the chat room there, Bob. Okay, last night, Trish and I, not together. Let's be clear here. Separately. We went over to our friend's house, Bill and Sandy, Master, for dinner. They live in this, the first time we've been over there, and they live out there past Tierra Oaks, but it's really nice out there. They've got, 3 acres, a little pond and all that. But during the week, we try to be home by 9 o'clock because, next morning we're up, have to be perky, actually have to be able to,
coherently.
Yeah, talk coherently and not drool. We got back at midnight last night, and this was not me trying to drag Linda. Okay, Linda, it's time to go. No, it was one of those nights that,
yes.
It was just a nice time, and we get back at midnight, then Elk Killer has to go out, and then so you end up getting like 4 hours of sleep. But I said, you know what? Trish is coming in. I'll just throw it to Trish and just kind of lay down in the studio carpet and go to sleep.
Yeah, it turns out Trish was up late last night too. And I do really well if I get like, 7-8 hours of sleep. But when I only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep and have to get up at the ungodly hour of 5:30 in the morning, then I have a little hard time putting two words together that are coherent as well.
Well, aren't we lucky we have one thing in common though?
What's that?
Our sleep number.
Our sleep number bed. Yeah. Because what time we did spend in bed, we were sleeping soundly.
You do. You sleep soundly. My sleep number is, I'm coming towards you. I'm up to a 40, working my way up, and that's what my sleep number setting is.
Yeah, and mine is 55, and that's just a really nice, soft, comfortable, sink right into the mattress feeling.
Well, with the dual air technology, plus they have this dual temp layer. You can put this layer over the mattress, and it can be cold or warm. You can dial it in, and with the summer coming on, you can dial it so that bed you're laying on cool.
I'm going to have to check.
You need to check that out. And head on down to the Target Shopping Center where the Sleep Number store is. Or give them a call at 223-2300. Talk to Brian or Janice. But that is, we saw it and laid on it. This is a covering that goes over your mattress. And by the way, I think it can work on all types of mattresses. And you lay on it and it either heats or cools through the air technology. And talk about fantastic. And right now, Queen mattresses are starting like $6.99 at Sleep Number.
So worth it.
Oh, you've had yours for what, 10 years?
15 years?
Made in America, guaranteed. All right. A lot of things going on today. Our neighbor, Rob Pelletti had his, yesterday they had a talk about how you can make things, around your house environmentally so it's safer for you, by the way you cut your trees or your shrubs and all that.
Chief Rob Pelletti
Rob Pelletti from here in Reading. And he wasn't given the lecture, but he was there. And afterwards he talked about that the burglaries have gone down 30%. But he doesn't believe that number is right. And the reason he doesn't believe it's right is, he says, I'm not sure if people have just stopped reporting crimes. And so I take that out to the level of, become resigned to the fact that there's burglaries going on, things being stolen out of their yards, gas being siphoned out, these things, and they become resigned to it. And they know that, that when they call the police, really nothing can be done. So, and this is what his fear is that people stop reporting it. And that's bad because if you don't report it, they can't take the statistics in there and see where they should be patrolling at.
Well, I do think though that people are becoming more aware. I've had an opportunity just in the last few weeks to do some walking around as I'm campaigning for Butch Schaefer for county supervisor. Just throw that in.
Try and stop that from happening.
Yeah, okay. And I've been walking around a lot and I noticed a couple of things. I noticed that a lot of people have installed security systems. Somebody in my neighborhood specifically got a heck of a deal on screen doors. The kind that you can bolt And you know, they're more secure. They almost look like an iron.
Yeah, well, that's what I have. I have that. It's a screen door, but you put, it's got like wrought iron on it. It looks nice. That's what we have in our
But they're very secure.
They're very secure. Yes.
Much more than a regular screen door.
It would make you want to go to the next house over to break
into that. I would think. And I think that people need, you know, the security systems are available and they're a good investment for your home.
Well, I tell you what, we have, you know, one of our advertisers, but we had them before they started advertising. This was Hue and Cry. And one of the things that, and we're going to talk more about crime in this, because this whole series we're doing on this is, we're going to end up with, you know, we're going to have, of course, the DA on. We had the probation officer on. Tracy was on Monday. And then we're going to get the public defender on and the county mental health and county, you know, because they're part of this too, this community policing thing. Everything he has said has been things like, cut your shrubs back so you can see. Put a security system in. Put lights in. Even a little dog. I mean, if you like dogs, that act as a warning system. Anyway, Trish Clark and I are here. You know what? Community radio, more shows than you can shake a stick at here. Plus all this. If you want to know what's going on in Redding, Anderson, Shasta County, and other places in the world, you have found the right station. We'll be right back.
This Friday night at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Damboree Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Mache Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and barbecue sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner this Friday and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities Saturday.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's 7:20 in the morning, May the 1st.
May
the 1st.
Yes.
This portion of the show
is
brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to help you. They have classes at night, and we had an hour on diabetes. And what an impact that has on our society. You know, $200 billion a year is being spent in our country on obesity and diabetes and diseases related to it. 4-year-olds, type 2 diabetes. There's something wrong here.
Yes, there is.
But going down to Orchard Nutrition, talking to nutritionists and dietitians, you know, talking about how to live healthy, how to eat healthy. They've got the supplements you need. They've got the foods you need. And it's at really, really fair prices. And Joe does, and his people do a lot to make you feel welcome. The place is clean. You walk in, it smells like citrus. And that's not an accident. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call. 244-9141. When I talked, it was Joanne Tippin, Barry's wife, mm-hmm. who is the diabetes educator over at Shasta Regional. I tell you what, I said, it's one of the things, I don't know how long this is going to last. Maybe it's a 30-minute. I mean, no, we went for the whole hour. There's just too much stuff going on with this in our healthcare and all these things. Anyway, the Congress voted to fund the commissaries, which there was talks about
closing the
commissaries. Can you believe how?
It's incredible.
Incredibly. Also to give them they were going to cut back on their off-base housing because there's not enough housing for Marine sailors on the bases. So they have to go off base. So when you've got a Lance Corporal or Corporal, they don't make a lot of money. And so they used to get, a housing allowance. They wanted to cut that. I mean, there's all types of things. They want to cut the medical.
When you have the military, that a lot of them, their dependents and their families are getting food stamps now. And benefits because they don't make enough to support their family. And then cutting the commissary was probably,
that was huge. Whose idea was that? You know, if this is the kind of planning we have at the Department of Defense, our Defense Department and our military is in deep trouble, my friends. And they talk about all the relief of these generals and these admirals and all that. Well, when did all these guys get promoted? What was the criteria that in the last 6 years, what is the criteria in the last 6 years that got these people promoted? And then all of a sudden they're getting relieved. Now, is it because they're not falling into lockstep or is it because they're just inadequate for the job? I mean, I see things like, counterfeit poker chips in a general that's in charge of our nuclear launch groups. Are you kidding me? And so how did this guy get promoted? And it's, he came up, it started before Obama. But let me tell you something. Somebody said last night, and it was really an interesting point. You know all the problems the Secret Services had, the drinking, all this stuff. Well, there's never these problems before. And one of the guys, and they knew somebody who was in the Secret Service, or used to be, and asked this question is it the climate that people that they're in, is that they don't, that they don't care about their job because of,
the administration.
They don't believe the administration has their back. Is this something, and I'm not blaming this on, you can't blame everything on Obama, but the people under him and in the administration, is there something going on? I mean, you didn't hear about this stuff before.
Well,
and you never had these problems before.
Well, did we not have the problems or were they just not reported, number one?
Well, that could be.
Or,
what they're saying about the, some of it.
In an effort to diminish the effectiveness of the military, which is certainly Mr. Obama's goal, is he just making up a lot of stuff that's happening?
It's not, it's like,
they'd be accused of things that are not actual.
An absolutely huge business here. that he's not, he wasn't prepared to do.
Well,
I'm still don't, I don't know if anybody's prepared to do it when they come in. Though some are probably more so. You know, I think Reagan was closer because he had, I mean, he had California. You know, he had, he understood that. He understood working with people on that. Mr. Obama, and, you know, really, we elected him. We, being the nation, elected him. He had no experience. I mean, he's like a second lieutenant that didn't get quite get through all the training and get thrown into a firefight. And he goes from firefight to firefight to firefight. And you hope that they learn, but at a certain point, you've killed everybody. So,
well,
you know.
But we continue to disagree about that because I think he's absolutely qualified to do what he came in there to do. And that is destroy this country.
Well,
that was his goal. He wants to change. We're gonna fundamentally change this country. That's what he said.
And he did.
And he's exactly doing
and
that.
And he's doing it. But if he has said, he said back in speeches, you know, when he was running, what he was gonna do, and he's done.
Exactly.
But is it the hope that, but I'm looking at kind of things are smaller that he doesn't have his thumb on everything that's happening. He doesn't even have his fingers in it.
He doesn't care.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe he is just so detached and that he has got such a feeling of hubris that he, you know, if I say it, it's going to happen and everybody's going to do it and that they're not following up. They're not doing the last part of leadership, which is supervise.
Exactly.
And if that's happening, you have all these things happening. But the military is on a road to hell if we don't do something about it. I mean, when did we get into affirmative action in the military where you're forcing the services to change to put to have women in combat and special operations unit that, you know, most, the 99.9% don't want to be in. I mean, but this whole thing is that. And then all these changes, oh, we just, it's good for them to have less money. Okay. Then bring back the draft. You know, if you, you know, you've got a professional military course, and then we have Republicans that are saying, oh, under this Enlist Act, let's just bring illegals into the service.
Yeah.
And take the places of those Americans who want to get in but can't because now we have illegals getting in. How do you even do a background check on somebody that's here illegally?
Well, and how do the Republicans get involved in stuff like that when this administration has shown beyond a doubt that they are not in favor of the military. He wants his own private military and he's taken a lot of the money that should be going to our regular military, putting it into that private corps of his to, and, I mean, we've got armed people in every branch of the government except the military.
Oh, okay. I just got something that Jim Nielsen has, for the state of California is trying to change the, this law that was passed so that the, fire system doesn't need fully automatic weapons or 50 caliber
exactly.
Sniper rifles. He said, excuse me, but they don't need these. And I mean, why does the CAL FIRE need a 50 caliber, semi-automatic sniper's rifle?
Well, you know, over the course of the years, people with the Forest Service and some of those people were armed. There was a branch where we used to call them secret squirrels, actually, that were the armed pieces in the Forest Service. But now every branch has armed people, and not one or two of them, but a whole segment of each operation, whether it's Fish and Wildlife or Fish and Game or the Secretary of State's staff or whoever it is, they're all armed.
You know, I'm getting stuff over the chat room right now. It's just really interesting that they're talking about just 2.5 million people have paid the Obamacare premiums. Over 7 million signed up by March 31st, the last few million in 2 days. I'd like to figure that one out. But only 2/3 of those enrolled in the Obama health insurance plan through healthcare.gov have paid their first month's premium by April 15th. And only 25% of those in the 18 to 34 age group. So,
and
I mean,
you
can talk about all these people that have, they signed it. Well, they haven't paid for it. So, I mean, so they don't have coverage. And what,
on a daily basis, I talk to someone who has an issue with their health care coverage. Mm-hmm. A lot of the seniors are being signed up, and that when they sign up with these programs, they're assigned a doctor. Then when they call the doctor, and of course we've all gone through this flu and respiratory thing, and people are needing antibiotics to get over it. They're needing to see their doctors. And what's happening is they've been assigned this doctor who will not give them an appointment. They tell them you need to go to the clinic. And when you go in with this insurance, you go into the clinic, it costs you $125 because they will not take your insurance because you have to go to your doctor.
Well, you know what?
I've
talked to these urgent care, you know, the urgent care clinics, and three of them here, one in Red Bluff and two here in town. They're getting swamped by people coming in because they've lost their health care, they've lost their doctors, and they're coming in, they're paying the $80 or whatever it is that they pay, but it's something like that, to be seen. And then, I mean, this is just a mess, and it's not getting any better.
They're paying for the insurance. They're forced into buying the insurance policy. They're paying for that, and they can't get in to see their doctor. The doctors just simply say, we can't get you in 6 months.
And then you're looking at doctors. I've talked to a couple of you. Their doctor is getting out of the business.
There you go.
He wasn't going to retire for a few years. I know people that are kicking it around right now. People that we can't afford to lose. They're saying, you know what? It's just, they're making it too hard. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here. Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She has got all types of things, rodeo stuff and Think Pink and you name it. She's got it tonight on the show. That's at 6 p.m. Hey, we come back. We're going to talk about it's bike month. Let's figure out what we're going to do this month, you know, on our bikes. We'll be right back.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, "I want to be a better me"? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. It's 60 degrees out there. It's going to be hot today. Hot.
Hot, yes. Hot. 90 degrees.
Speaking of hot, like hot deals at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go down and see Leonard and his associates. I tell you what, the finest collections of estate jewelry here in Northern California. Straight talk, good prices. The only watch repairman in all of the area here that can fix any type of watch, especially the high-end watches. You know, going to a Leonard, you are going to get, like I said, straight talk, good prices, and good value. All on 2225 Hilltop Drive. He's, you know what? He's interesting to talk to also.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Really into the, he's really into the Indian, you know, artifacts and all that, you know, mm-hmm. the baskets and stuff.
Fun stuff to look at when you go into his shop along with all the wonderful choices for jewelry.
He absolutely does. 222-2750 is his phone number. It's something that, may have snuck up on you. All the different months that are happening, but this is May is bike month, if I'm understanding this right. Is that? And our guest is Jarrett Yount. Jarrett, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great.
Fine. How are you today?
Things are good. I rode my bike here.
Good for you.
Well, okay.
And how far did you ride from?
Well, not too far, over by Shasta High, so it was a good,
not too bad.
That's a good ride.
8 minute ride, so.
Yeah. Okay, Jarrett, tell us about Bike Month. There's a whole bunch of things going on here.
There's a lot of things going on here in Reading. Bike Month is an actual national, it's a national thing that happens every year. This Bike Month here in Reading is sponsored by Healthy Shasta. So any of the stuff that you want to find out, you go to healthyshasta.org. And you can find a list of all the events that we'll be talking about today. The biggest thing for the Bike Month in Reading is the Bike Month Challenge, where they're trying to get people to sign up to do the challenge for two weeks, which is starting on the 3rd here on Monday. And they want you to sign up, log in, log your hours, I mean not hours, but the miles that you ride during those 2 weeks. And they have a team competition, or you can do it singly. Every day that you ride and log miles, your name is put into a kitty, and you have chances to win some really good prizes and stuff like that.
Cool.
So on the first Sunday of every month, we have a breakfast down at the Frontier Senior Center, and we have a group of bicyclists.
Shasta Wheelmen
who come in, and they ride from Shingletown, all over the place.
They do.
And they come in and have breakfast with us, and so that's a good idea for the rest of you to consider.
Come down for that breakfast. They talk about it. They definitely talk about it.
Well, Linda bought me a great, not a mountain bike. I guess, I don't know what you call it. It's not a street bike, so it's kind of maybe a hybrid.
Hybrid, and yeah, this is popular right now.
Yeah, and so for riding up and down in the trails there. And, of course, I used to ride a lot at one time, but it's been a while. And so adjusting, because the gears have changed since I was riding.
The bicycles have changed over the last,
but how the gears are. And you've got these little clickers on the, you know, where you used to be shifting down here. Anyway, so I'm looking like a chipmunk in one of those little wheels. Like a little hamster going up the hill, and Linda's on this. Oh, she's got this like the 1960 Schwinn girls' bike with the little white basket on the top.
50 pounds.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and she's just going up the hills because she's got three gears, and three gears is easier than 46.
Yes, it is.
And I'm looking like a squirrel in a cage, and she's just whoosh, right up there, and I'm at the top of the hill. Anyway, so okay. You tell us, how'd you get so much into bikes here, Jeremy?
You know, since I was a kid, I just loved riding bikes and it's just something that I've kept in my quiver throughout my life. So going through college and into my adult life, I've ridden a bike, and I would say probably half of that, I rode it to work and stuff like that, even though I've always had a car and whatnot, but it's just something about getting out on the bike and getting those endorphins pumping, and you kind of show up with a bit brighter eyes, I would say.
It's a very healthy activity.
Yeah, it is.
Lower impact than running and whatnot. You know, not quite as low as swimming, but it's something that you can continue on through your lifetime.
Well, yes. You know, we've got things like the repair clinic this Saturday.
That Sports LTD? Is that the one you're looking at?
Yep, LTD on Hilltop.
Right.
By a flat repair clinic. Right. And then on the 3rd, it's at a various place in various start times and places. It's Give Me Wings Super Century.
That one has been canceled.
Okay.
But they rescheduled for I think it's November. You can get a hold of that stuff on the Shasta Wheelman website. And that's for the serious cyclists because they're riding over.
And you're talking a century, that's 100 miles.
They got a 126-mile course out there, and they climb for 12,000 feet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Something along there.
There's a very active group of bicyclists here in Shasta County.
What we have here is we have the damn bridge ride.
The Rotary is doing something,
that's right. A first
annual.
It's 8 a.m. to 12, Sundial Bridge and River Trail. This is the Reading East Rotary Club is offering a family-oriented fun bike. Right. And that's going to be Saturday.
From the Sundial up to the dam?
Yep. And they're doing it kind of like the walkathon stuff used to be where you get sponsors.
Well, it's...
That's a long ride.
Well, yeah, it's flat though, pretty much, except for those hills,
it's flat. Yeah, but it's a fun.
I always find those things are uphill both ways, it feels like.
Into the wind.
Okay, but at the end of it, you know, all this is it's going to benefit local high school scholarships. Mm. It's a 10-mile and 32-mile option with a barbecue at the end.
So 10 miles from the Sundial Bridge is kind of up to the Ribbon Bridge and back.
Okay.
It's really doable for most people
and that's not that far, really.
You can.
They have that one hill you're going up.
Right.
Maybe one, and then it kind of levels off, and then you're back down again.
You can do it, Trish. Come on.
10 miles off. In my dream.
You know what? You glide a lot.
Oh, do you?
Stop. Lay in the shallows of the sack for a while. Just lay there to cool off and then get back on the bike again and all these things. Anyway. Yeah. You know what? This is, it's good. And one of the things we've been talking about yesterday was diabetes and the amount, you know, that people, if they lost, if people lost 5% of their body weight or 7 to 10 pounds can change you from being pre-diabetic to take you off that list.
I had a good story about that.
And one of the things Dr. Khan said.
I love that guy.
Yeah. This guy is just outstanding. Every time he's on, he says something that you remember forever. And the one thing he said was, if you do nothing else in your life, don't stop smoking, don't stop eating and all this other, if you walked 30 minutes a day, you would live longer.
Yes.
And so when you think about it, with the bicycling and these beautiful trails we have around here and all these things, if you go out just for 20 or 30 minutes, you're going to lose the 7 pounds. You're going to get off the pre-diabetic, and you're going to be healthier. Not healthy. I'm not saying you're going to be healthy, but healthier.
Right.
And we've got such beautiful trails. I mean, it's kind of hard to make an excuse.
I grew up here, and I went away after high school, as a lot of kids do, and I came back, and I go, man, spoiled everybody now. I'm in hog heaven now, coming back to my hometown and seeing all these great trails and stuff like that. Back on that diabetes note, we have two professional bike riders in town. One of them's name is Allison Tetrick, and she rides for a woman's team that is shooting to go to Brazil to the Olympics in 2016. And then we have another guy, his name is Chris Jones, and he's riding for the United Healthcare team. And they've just made the top echelon of professional cycling so they can get invited to the big races like the Tour de France and stuff like that.
Wow.
Then we got one more gal, and she lives up in Ashland. And she was diagnosed pre-diabetic five, 6 years ago, I think. Started riding her bike, found out she was good at it. She's now a professional racer, and she's a national champion in two different disciplines for cycling. That's kind of a cool
story. And probably not any issues with diabetes.
Oh,
anymore.
No.
Yeah, she's got 8% body fat. Okay, now there's so many things happening. How do people find out all these things that are happening?
That healthyshasta.org is where we're leading everybody. There's a great list of everything that's going on. There's going to be the Energizer stations at different locations around town, like the Roots Organic or the Kaleidoscope Coffee. Caltrans is going to host a little Energizer station, so you ride by in the morning and you get a little drink or a little bit of food or something like that.
So you're encouraging everybody to ride their bikes. You know what?
Yes.
I could ride my bike to work.
Yes, you could.
I mean, I could. I mean, I could walk to work. So, I'm going to do that. I'm going to ride my bike to work someday and then have you pick me up and take me home. But it's downhill on the way here.
Oh, good.
It's uphill on the way back.
Right,
And plus the other thing is if you ride in town here and you look a little nefarious, there's going to be cops pulling you over just to see what you're doing.
You
if you don't, if you don't, oh, How do you think they get drugs around town?
I do the helmet all the time.
Yes.
Definitely.
You know what?
The helmet. The helmets nowadays, they're so much more comfortable than they were even like 10 years ago. I wear mine when I go into a place and I just leave it on my head because it fits so well compared to other ones.
Well, I just wear my one I had in Iraq. It looks a little funny.
But it works.
Okay, now. One more time, Jarrett, how do they find out where everything is happening?
HealthyShasta.org. You can find
HealthyShasta.org.
HealthyShasta.org and look for the bicycle challenge on there. You can find out about like the great movie we're going to put on here on Friday the 16th of May with Enjoy Magazine and the Arts Council across the street.
People that we are associated with on both sides.
And the city and Healthy Shasta, we all got together and we're going to put together a free movie night right in front of the Shasta College building there. We're going to put up the screen and we're going to show a documentary called Clunkers, which is about the birth of the mountain bike that we all know took place in Marin County.
Oh.
Where the guys took the old 1940 Schwinn and made them into mountain bikes.
Wow.
Even got a couple of the guys that were in the movie to bring their bikes and they're going to come to enjoy the
movie.
Oh,
funny. That's a good use of the venue, college.
Have you ever seen American Racer?
Yes.
With Kevin Bacon? Costner.
Which one is that? There's the one with Kevin Costner, Kevin Costner, and there's the other one. Yeah.
Well, Kevin Costner, and they played, he was a racer. As his brother was. But it's probably some of the best scenes of bicycle racing up in Pikes
Colorado.
Peak, Colorado, where they are just blowing down these hills and how they're, it's really a good movie and it's been around for a long time.
Right.
So anyway.
Going back to the one thing about getting getting out on the streets and there's maybe some nefarious people on bikes and stuff out in the streets. I think this is a good way to kind of take over Reading a little bit for us.
Take our streets back.
More that you're out there on your bike and you can see what's going on. And I get contact with those guys. I mean, eye contact is like, hey, how you doing? And I'm friendly, but I'm looking at you. And they don't feel that they don't feel they have as much power as they did before because they know that somebody's watching them.
Well, I think so. They just need to know that the eyes are out there. Okay. Great. All the stuff's going on and
HealthyShasta.org.
HealthyShasta.org.
Thanks for coming in, Jared. This is great information. Yeah. I think there's something there for everybody, and they need to get in and check that page. And all month long, get out and be healthy.
I'm going to pump up the tires on my.
I'm going to take mine out of the rafters and
I'm going to find my bike. That's right.
Yeah, pump up the tires is the best thing that you can do for efficiency. And this is really helping where Reading, I think, is heading because we are trying to brand ourselves as a cycling place. So,
well, I think I think we should, you know, brand everything that's positive, cycling, health, all these things. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Bicycle,
I want to ride my
Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organifeedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Crisson's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Crisson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Crisson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Crisson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Crisson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
Join us Friday night at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Damboree Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Maché Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Cruise Night and Barbecue sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner this Friday and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and all-day activities Saturday.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Butt and Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
It's going to be what? It's going to go up to what, 90 or something today?
Yeah, about
something?
90.
Oh,
it's
going
to be 90. I think summer is here.
Hey, you know what's happening? This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And one of the things about it is you've got that little chip in your windshield, and it's your car sitting out there in the sun or truck sitting out in the sun. You get in there, you hit that air conditioner and all that, and that little chip goes into a crack. Or you have a small crack that goes into a big crack. Go down to Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and Jeff Wurst, guarantees his work. He'll take that little chip and fix it. He guarantees his work. He'll take a crack up over 24 inches in length. He'll fix that. Saves you money. And like I said, he guarantees his work. Again, 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council wants to remind everybody that on Friday, May 30th, which is
Memorial Day,
not the Monday that they do, there's going to be at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Grove in the Civic Auditorium, there's going to be a ceremony there. And all veterans, family, and friends are invited to attend. Shade canopies will be put up, and a complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony.
It's always a nice event.
Yeah, it is a nice event. Okay, like we said, Shasta County DA Steve Carlton will be on with us here at 8. And talking about safety and all this, something happened the other day, and I don't know, I'm sure you've read about it. That young lady, Haley, that was killed on her motorcycle up on Placer and Bonaventura. She was driving her bike, it's a sports bike, and she was riding legally, everything, was going through the stoplight there, and this woman goes through a red light, turns in front of her, the bike, anyway, Haley, they brought her back to life right there, but she was brain dead. And so they had to turn it off. Well, a terrible tragedy. She's got a 10-month-old son, or a 10-month-old child. I know people that know her. It said she was just really, really nice. Well, they had a candlelight vigil up there this week, a couple of days ago. And so it would have been today's Thursday, probably Tuesday, had a candlelight vigil. A lot of people showed up up there where the holidays, where the holiday marias and on that corner. A lot. 200 people were there for this candlelight vigil. Well, they started getting out into the traffic and the streets and all this, and the police came. And the police understand it. There's, you know, some, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's people feeling bad. So they hey, would you please, you know,
get off.
And then they left. Well, after that, some of the people there started doing things like burnouts in the center of the intersection. And it just kind of like really kind of got out of control where you had all of the Reading police. You had Anderson rolling in. You had the sheriffs and the highway
patrol.
And this
is over a candlelight vigil?
Well, and this is the thing is, after all this, I mean, they're doing burnouts in the middle of the street enough that guy blew his, you know, burned his tire all the way through and then other people. And then a lot of them, you know, they left and the cops are coming. But the thing is nobody was arrested, but it was tense there for a long time. And I just, I understand how people are so upset. This, the woman that hit this young lady and killed her admitted to using meth, marijuana, and prescription drugs. So, I mean, she's 53 years old and she looks like much older by looking at her mugshot. But the bottom line is that this, I did not know the girl, but I knew some, I met somebody that did know her that week, you know, the weekend after all this happened. And she, said, that she worked down at a veterinary clinic and she was just really a nice person. But then to see this happen and find out that, some of the, and this leads to other things, like there's a, there's a sport bike club out there that's pretty, if they were riding Harleys, you might say they were, a gang, but they're not, they're a club. But the bottom line is that all this was happening, but I want to commend the police and the law enforcement that nobody got arrested. And they realized what was going on, but they had such a show of force and all this stuff was going on. So it's a shame that it ended like that when it started in such a good way.
But we have a society, I think, that has no respect for responsibility, for authority. And did it get out of hand after the police showed up?
No, I think, no. I think what happens after the police came the first time and then the police left. This thing started escalating after that. And so, and that's when everybody had to come in.
Emotions running high and everything got out of control.
Here's a girl just driving down the road and this person hits them. And it was a tough situation. But I hate to think is that at the end of this, and this young lady is that there's this feeling of thuggery and all this. And they're using it as an excuse, her death. I don't like that. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what? You want to be thuggery and you want to go out and burn your tires out and all this, burnouts and stuff like that. Don't do it in conjunction with her.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would say.
Yeah. No, anyway. that's unpleasant.
Anyway. So again, but those are little, so then you start finding out about other things that's going on in your city and county.
As you walk around and find out, I've lived here since 1977 in Shasta County, and it used to be a pretty calm, safe community to be in and around. The things that are going on with all of the homeless population, with the street gangs, the people that are just hanging around all over the streets is so different, environment. We never used to lock our doors. Now you drive into your garage, if you're smart, you lock your garage and then you lock your car.
That's what we're hearing is people are having their cars stolen out of locked garages. But then the next question is, where were your keys? Oh, they were in the car. Don't do that anymore.
No.
But that's, so you're hearing that. So that, there's a lot of that going on. So this is why when we're talking, we've talked to the acting probation officer and she seems like she's got a really good grasp of what's going on, much better than West Foreman ever did. And then with everybody working on this is not what's happening right now, but what's the plan for, what are we doing for the next three or four or five years? How do we start turning this around?
Instead of just assuming that it is what it is and it's going to get worse, because if we don't do something, it is.
We haven't reached that spot where people are getting hit in the head in the parking lot and their purse is taken.
Not yet.
But you don't want to go there. So what can we do? How can we be proactive as a community, as a newspaper, as media, and by the police and all this, is to get our arms around this real quick and hit it as hard as we can. Anyway, okay.
It's a challenge for the entire community.
It is a challenge. It is because it's not going to get any better if we don't do anything. Because guess what? It's summertime. So all those people that left because it was a little cold, even though it was never that cold, but it was cold and they went down south, they're heading back up here. And then they hear that, oh, they may build us a homeless village.
Yes, a homeless village. I mean, my goodness, yes, why not?
We build it.
I almost dropped the paper when I read that. I can't believe that we could even consider such an idea. The more we give them, the more we hand out, and the nicer climate we create for them, the more people we're going to have. There's absolutely no reason in this world why we should think of doing any such thing.
Somebody just sent it to me. Angel, Ninth Circuit Court decision, illegal aliens can serve on juries.
Really?
Well, this is the same bunch of jerks that think it's okay to take illegals. Let's just put them in the service, you know, and, you know, make sure that other people can't. Okay, so they want illegals to serve on the juries because we can't find enough Americans that want to serve on juries. Is that why?
I have no idea, but how can, I mean, my problem always is, what do you not understand about illegal?
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday. It is 60 degrees and rising. The time is 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama has issued a National Day of Prayer proclamation. Here's SRN's Greg Cluxton.
In the White House proclamation, the president says prayer is an essential act of worship and a daily discipline for many Americans. He says prayers are offered every day for comfort, healing, strength, and forgiveness. Mr. Obama calls on the country to carry forward the tradition of religious liberty, which he says protects Americans' rights to pray and to practice our faiths as we see fit. He also says we must never forget those around the world facing religious persecution. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest level since February. Financial analyst Hugh Johnson says the rise in claims is not as good as most economists had been expecting.
It doesn't look as encouraging when you see a big increase, a 14,000 increase in jobless claims, suggesting again that there have been a little bit more layoffs at the corporate level than we had thought.
U.S. manufacturing grew faster in April than in March as exports picked up and factories accelerated hiring.
The Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index increased from 53.7 in March to 54.9 in April. A gauge of hiring went up to 54.7 in April from 51.1 the previous month. The increase in the ISM's index adds to other evidence that manufacturers are expanding steadily after a sluggish start to the year.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. A short break from strong hot winds could help firefighters battling a smoky blaze in the foothills east of Los Angeles. A spokeswoman says that hundreds of people remain under evacuation.
We are protecting their homes. If they have been evacuated, we want them to know that we are doing everything we can to protect their homes from vandalism and or theft.
That's your spokeswoman, Teresa McMahon. And this is SRN News.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-404-3070. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call 1-800-404-3070.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
A storm system that slammed Arkansas and Mississippi earlier this week spent yesterday pummeling the Florida Panhandle and the Alabama coastline. The system then marched its way up the East Coast. Fairhope President Drew Fakwa said he's always lived on the river and has never seen it so bad as it was yesterday in Florida.
An insane amount of rain. Like, it's crazy. Way more than I've ever seen in my entire life. Just torrential downpour, flooding everywhere, roads collapsing all over the place. It was insane.
And the storm system created some 65 tornadoes in Arkansas and Mississippi. It's also part of a much broader system, which was blamed for leaving some 37 people dead since Sunday from a variety of weather-related causes. Schools and homes were evacuated after those dry, gusty winds fanning a smoky wildfire in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains for a second day. This is SRN News. Ever wonder where your tax dollars are going?
Turns out the federal government paid $236 million to landowners in 11 states to preserve sage-grouse habitat. This as a debate rages over whether the bird should be listed as an endangered species, potentially hindering energy development and ranching operations.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. Meanwhile, motorists are receiving some welcome news from AAA.
In its monthly forecast, the Auto Club says the average price of $3.69 a gallon for gas likely is at or very near its peak for this spring. AAA expects prices to decline heading towards Memorial Day as gasoline production outpaces demand.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Right now, the Dow is struggling on Wall Street. It's off by 5 points. Crude oil prices trying to make a comeback after sliding by $1.54 a barrel yesterday, below $100 a barrel. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is May the 1st, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Put yourself on speed dial. And our phone, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing great.
You want, let's just start off with the weather here.
Okay, what's we will. It look like? It's 63 degrees in downtown Reading. On this first day of May, we're looking for a high near 91 today. Mostly clear with a low around 57 this evening. On Friday, we're looking for a high on 87. And Friday night, low of 54. Sunny on Saturday with a high near 80. And partly cloudy, a little chance of rain by Sunday. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
All right. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with the latest on Wall Street and what's happening. Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 16,570. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1884, and the NASDAQ is up 17 at 4132. Active stocks this morning include Rite Aid, which is up 49 cents at $7.79, and Facebook up $2.02 at $61.80. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 7 cents at $10.55, and Bank of Commerce is down 6 cents at $6.29. Turning to the bond market, we do find higher prices there, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.62%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 57 cents at $99.17. Gold is down $15.70 at $1,280.20. And silver is down 23 cents at $18.94. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. And you want to find out what's happening in Wall Street, of course, you just heard that. However, take it another step, and financial freedom. Go down there and talk to them. They can help you achieve financial freedom, talk to you about your IRAs, everything, your investments. We've had them all on. You've heard them. And they know what they're talking about, and they're good people, and they're your neighbors right here. You can talk and look at them across the table right down at Park Marina Drive. Give them a call, 243-7561, and set up an appointment. Wells Fargo Advisors. Our guest today is, and we're really happy you're here, is Shasta County District Attorney Steve Carlton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Steve and I, back a few years ago when the first time, the election last time, And I got to know Steve. And I have to tell everybody this, you know, so everybody know that Linda and I live in the DA's old house, his family's house that Linda bought this, I guess, back in 2005.
Uh-huh.
It's
a lovely house.
It's a beautiful house. And we had Steve over and his, you know, family and his sisters, and everybody got to take a look at it again. So, but anytime you want to come on through, come on in. You know, we'll sit down, have a cocktail, and go back.
That invitation out to Steve or the entire listening audience?
Most of the listening audience, or many of them, have been through that house, so I guess anyway. The DA and Steve, we've been doing, and I know you're right in the middle of this, but we've had, so many things happening in the last, you know, couple of years, and I apologize for not having you, you know, back on, in a while. AB 109, all these things that are happening. Can you kind of tell us what you're looking, you know, what you see as, you know, as the district attorney of Shasta County?
Well, of course, it's presented a lot of problems for us because there's no room in the jail. Prisons have been given the mandate to reduce their population by 35,000 by 2017. So from that standpoint, it's not going very well.
Both the police chief, Rob Pelletti, the Shasta County, chief, and Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, they both said on the show that the justice system is broken. Do you think it's broken, or are we just really bent? And they're talking about the sense of arresting people, having to turn them loose, and coming back in front of you all. Your guys are seeing them, but it's taking a long time because there's so many of them, and so it's a frustration out there. Do you see it as being that bad?
Well, in a word, yes. I think the system is broken, but in the long run, it may be a blessing that it is broken because heretofore, prosecution has all been about punishment and not rehabilitation. And as a result of the problems in the jails, it's shown people that that's not the way to do it. That's not working. Putting people that use drugs in jail is not working. We have to try to rehabilitate them, give them the opportunities. And we want to do that for public safety reasons as well as humanity reasons so that they can turn their lives around. We have to need to give them that opportunity.
Do you feel that we need to start sooner in our society to not only rehabilitate, but perhaps stop them from going that path in the first place?
I definitely do. I think that we use our resources at the wrong end of the spectrum.
We're dropping a hammer on them now when maybe we should have taken a lot of that money back when you were 8 years old.
Or even before that. We need to educate parents. You know, the biggest problem with our society is we have parents that have no idea how to raise a child, and don't a lot of them don't even care. They're a nuisance to
them. But how does that play into? Okay, so on one hand, we know that we've got to cut down on the amount of people that are using drugs. And are heading down this path, which ends up in our jails and our system being clogged, and then we have to rehabilitate them. On the other hand, we're going in this path that says we're going to legalize marijuana and make it more readily available to everybody. How do you address both situations?
Well, legalizing marijuana would not impact, in my opinion, the criminal justice system. Legalizing methamphetamine wouldn't impact the system. What we need to do is to have two parents that care about their child and are responsible people. And if we have that, we can keep kids out of the justice system and off of drugs.
We got to take a break here. Our guest is Shasta County DA, District Attorney, Steve Carlton. I agree with you that we need to put the money up front for these, but everything I'm hearing from, and this not only from the law enforcement and the prosecution and the probation officer, you all are all saying the same thing, but you know who else is saying the same things? There's health professionals and all this, that you've got kids with diabetes at age 4. Type 2 diabetes at age 4
because their parents are feeding them garbage.
The parents don't even know how.
They don't know how to cook. Everything comes out of a package with preservatives and all bad stuff.
And I understand what you're saying, Steve. And I agree with you 100%, except we're at this point right now. Okay, so this is one part of the equation is starting, you know, I mean, but trying to teach people responsibility. I mean, that's a generational thing.
Right.
I mean, you have to teach a whole generation that. And in between, though, there's got to be some way of getting people to do what they're supposed to do. And we're at that point that we don't have a hammer anymore. I mean, we can punish them.
Right. But
you've got to get to them first.
It has to start back in our schools. We have to start educating kids as they're growing up about how to be parents and how to be husbands and wives and how to run a house. And we don't do that anymore in our school system.
Okay. Yeah. Our guest is, I don't mean to cut everybody off, but we need to take a quick break here. Steve Carlton, and we're talking about, it's not just putting them in jail. And it's not, and you said something that was very, very interesting. I like to pursue that too, is that if we legalize marijuana and meth, it wouldn't make any difference in the justice system because that's not it. That's a symptom. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursdays. Trish is always here on Thursdays. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people there, serving the North State for over 20 years. I can't say enough about, you know, I say that all the time. I can't say enough about, but.
But you keep trying.
I know. Alliance Heating and Air, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, any make, any model. And now we want to do a big shout out to, Martin and Linda, another Linda. We had lunch yesterday and Martin had a gift for my Linda and it was a watercolor painting, of the Sundial Bridge in autumn.
Mm.
With the mountains in the background, done by Linda, who is an artist here in town, and we just want to say to everybody how nice that was, to do something like that, and what a nice piece of art. It's just not, and so Linda, we're trying to figure out where we want to put it, and I'm thinking that you know we're going to put it in our office so people can see this in this, but I just want to thank Martin out loud for it. It was really nice.
Very nice.
It was
gesture.
Nice to do. And, you know, and he's done our work and he's done work for other people that we know. And, he just always does a great job. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
Our guest this morning is District Attorney Steve Carlton. And, he is up for reelection, but there's no one opposing him. So he'll be.
I'm going to try for a write-in because I like his job, except Your place gets firebombed, right?
Tell us about that.
What happened there?
Well, somebody threw a Molotov cocktail through a window at 2 o'clock in the morning Tuesday.
Now you told us that, and when you were telling us about this, I'm starting to see a trend here. Tell us about this trend. I mean,
well, when I was DA back in the '80s. Our office, which at that time was on West Street, right across from the courthouse, but at about 3 o'clock in the morning one day, a bomb went off.
Oh, a bomb!
A bomb went off and blew out the front door. But fortunately, these events have happened when we're.
Yeah, nobody's there.
We're not
but
there.
And the trend, though, we see is that you were DA before and DA now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, that's the only two times that the district attorney's office has been.
I never had that happen.
Been assaulted in the history of the office.
Any idea who did it?
No.
But it means you're probably doing the right thing out there. I said, and Steve's got it narrowed down to 8,000 suspects.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. One of the things we talked about during the break was, is the system overrun right now?
The caseload, as many people are being arrested. Yeah. How do your deputies handle all of this caseload and get them through the system and the courts? I know they're always talking about needing more judges. So is the system functioning at all?
Well, the system is functioning, but it is overloaded. The criminal justice system is overloaded. We have, cases set for trial every Tuesday, and many of them get kicked off the calendar because there's no courtroom. That happens routinely, and so our deputies and the defense attorneys as well, who have to prepare those cases for trial, then set that one aside and try another case and
have because to there's then no courtroom. Steve, do we have
what
to
is
have,
the status of the courthouse?
Well, I mean, that and the status of the court, the new courthouse, but do you have to have a specific type of courtroom, or could you have like temporary courtrooms?
You could have temporary courtrooms. In fact, I think. I think Department 13, the one that's actually in the parking lot between the justice system and the courthouse, mm-hmm. is a temporary courtroom, and it's been
temporary
for a long
40
time.
Years.
Yeah, temporary. But I'm just saying is that if you know, it doesn't have to be like a jail, but if it could put up like trailers and things like that, if you've got if there's enough people, I mean, you could add another four courtrooms if you had to. I mean, temporarily.
But we don't have enough judges.
Yeah, that's the problem. And then when you get more judges, then we'll have to have more deputy DAs and more public defenders to man those as well. So we're saved now because there aren't enough judges. Because there's, you know, we're all going through that one funnel.
I'm laughing, but this is not funny.
It's so overwhelming when you look at the whole system, and it is a system as a whole. I mean, mm-hmm. you can staff up. As an example, the worst thing that can happen is if the Reading Police Department comes up with the money to hire 10 new people, that just impacts the district attorney's office, the public defender's office, the jail, the sheriff. It impacts everybody because they're going to be arresting more people, and there's no room in the jail.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Dan Fagan was talking to Tom about this, and we've talked about it too. Is that the police are arresting, and the sheriffs are arresting a lot of people. Anderson's arresting the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's room, and then all you know, and it kind of bumps its way down. How many cases? In talking about this, how many cases do y'all plead out? 80% or the deal where I just saw where the guy that killed the three people pled guilty,
right?
And he's going to jail for 150 years,
right?
Great.
Hopefully not in our jail.
Yeah, well, he's going to prison, not jail. He's going to prison. Do y'all plead out a lot of cases like that to because of the overload?
Oh, we've been pleading out cases like that forever. If we didn't do that, the system really would come to a halt.
Would you say 80% more, 90%?
I would say 90% of the cases are settled.
Okay, deals are made between I don't like to use the word deals.
I don't either.
It's not the right. It's not the right word. Well, what word would I use then? A settlement, or
they reached an agreement that both sides can live with.
Okay, an agreement. And that keeps us from having to go on to the next step of the court trial and all that. So 90%. So this was
which in turn saves a tremendous amount of money.
It does.
Thing that, you know, that people never quite get a grasp on is they think about the police go out there and they arrest somebody and they put them in jail, and they just have no idea the steps in between that and the amount of people it takes to prosecute that. County government is holding the bag for the most of that.
Yeah.
Because we pay for their defense, we pay for their prosecution, we pay for the probation, we pay for the court or the jail, and we pay for
everything.
The whole deal is all under county government.
Yeah. And it used to be that plea bargaining was a very controversial issue in the criminal justice system. And the word plea bargaining is offensive anyway. It's not, you know, bargaining. It's just trying to resolve a case that, in our judgment, is justice. That's what we're doing. Because when a case is filed, it's filed by the district attorney. That day that we filed it, we know the least about that case. And to say that down the line, 3 months after we've done more investigation, interviewed more witnesses, that we should stick by that original filing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
A lot of times you have to go in and change your plea because you've charged them with one thing. As you turn over all the leaves in the investigation, you might find out you didn't charge enough.
Right.
Or you way overcharge because there simply isn't the evidence to support it.
I know somebody that came through the system and, well over a year through the whole thing, the mechanics of it. But I think at the end that you all came to an agreement that was pretty fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. And it was, It was a mistake somebody made in one moment.
Yeah.
But could have cost that person a lot. But you all, after a great length of time, mm-hmm. really, came and settled it, which I thought, in a way that I thought, you know, was fair to both sides.
Yeah.
To the community and the family on this. And I, you know, and I wanted to tell you that out loud. You know, I mean, you, I don't even know if you know what the case is or who it was handling it, because I don't know. But it was, I think that is the way the system is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not necessary to go in. Now, it may be like, you know, for whatever reason that we can solve a lot of these like this. But you also, when you ran last time, and we got to take a break, but when you ran, one of the things you ran about was you saw something that needed to be tried in the Martinez case.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things you said was going to happen.
That was a big pivotal thing in this community.
And but, you know, and people would say, oh, you're going to do it. And I really liked your answer, Steve, was, well, I'm going to look at – you never said, I'm going to do it. What you said was, mm-hmm. I'm going to look at the case.
Right.
And then
right.
after you looked at the case within, what, 6 months or something like that, went to trial, and it was settled. But it needed to be looked at.
Yeah.
And I think
that case actually went to trial.
That went to trial.
Oh, did it go to trial?
Oh, it went to trial and he was found guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, but you, what you said was, I don't know if I'm going to go to trial. I'm not going to promise it is until I look at it.
Right.
And then it went, and you know, you're right. It went to trial and then, it was settled. Should have been. So, anyway, I, a lot of people, you know, that was a.
A lot of people think that's why you ended up district attorney.
So I think that was one of the reasons.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. Our guest is, District Attorney Steve Carlton. I want to talk when we come back. We've been trying to get our arms around this and this community, the community policing program or the community, protect, you know, the plan that you're a member of, the executive board, about where we're going here in the future. And the other thing I want to ask too is if we did not, and I'm not going to make you answer it right now, if we just stop prosecuting some crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And just save the time of even picking people up. Is that an idea that its time has come right now? I'm talking about, you see, you know, I mean, just minor stuff. Is there a way to handle this in such a way that it doesn't fall into, you know, maybe even peer courts or things like that, that you can handle it so it doesn't take the time of all the police and sheriffs?
Well, you know, I think we have to think outside the box on everything, you know, because we can't – it's not business as usual.
Okay. We'll be right back. Trish Clark and myself are here with the District Attorney Steve Carlton and Shasta County, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Join us Friday night at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner, 6 to 9 p.m. in the city of Shasta Lake as they kick off the annual Shasta Damboree Celebration. Friday night, friends and family gather at the John Baudet Community Center for the annual car cruise and $10 barbecue dinner. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. All proceeds benefit the Pete Mache Scholarship Fund. Don't miss the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Barbecue, sponsored in part by Redding Tire Center. Whether you're getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures, Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Whether for passenger, light trucks, or ATVs, Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name-brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian, all with the best warranty in the West. Enjoy the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night and Dinner this Friday and the Danbury Pancake Breakfast Parade and All-Day Activities Saturday.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Okay, hey, welcome back. We're live. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're all just chit-chatting here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. It is 63 degrees on its way up to 90 today. It is May the 1st. Hooray, hooray for the 1st of May.
Yes.
Outdoor drinking begins today. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that.
We're the district attorney here.
It is 8:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
Yeah, 63 degrees.
Do we have somebody on the line waiting to talk to here or not?
We do not.
Okay, because I saw the phones ringing there. KCNR 1460 is our how you get into our chat room. See a number of people in here. And
if you have a call for the a question for the district attorney, you can call 530-605-4567.
Yeah, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and Man's Last Stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops down there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, of course, is District Attorney Steve Carlton. And we're talking about the impacts of AB 109 and one of the things, AB 109 in the whole system, he agrees also is that the system is either overrun or broken, as do our major, our main law enforcement officers around here. But one of the things you said was interesting. How do we think out of the box? How do we get our arms around this? Because this plan that we have for 3 or 5 years out, and this is the, I think this is the most important thing. We haven't reached the point, as we said earlier in the show, where mom's walking down the street, some guy comes by and smacks her in the head and takes her purse. Nobody wants to get to that. Yet we've got a system that we can't keep people in because we don't have a hammer on a lot of these guys because they're not bad enough. They're bad, but not bad enough. And so what kind of things can we do as a community and for you as the district attorney? As we've said, not enough judges, not enough people. If we had more judges, we'd really be in trouble, because of just not having the time and the people and the money and all this. What kind of things can we as a community do, Steve?
Well, in my opinion, what we have to do is to, encourage these people that are hooked on these drugs to at least want to get off of them. One of the problems is that most of these people don't want to get off of them. You know, if you offer them programs that require them to be responsible, they say, well, that's a good program. Or a lot of them say, that's a good program, but it's not for me, you know, because they'd rather just sleep all day and get high. And that's what we want to change and try to have programs that will encourage that. And we do have programs that will encourage it. We have the adult offender program. We have the behavioral court now that started in January. And we are getting people to see some light at the end of the tunnel and take advantage of that. A lot of them don't. A lot of them know that the program, these programs could help them, but they're not interested in them.
Well, we don't. The problem is to get them into these programs is we got to have some kind of hammer, don't we? I mean, you can't, because you said, oh, well, that's a good program. I'm not going to do it. I'd rather sit around, sleep all day and steal at night, use my drugs.
And then if we don't have the stick, how do you get them to take the carrot?
Well, but if you force them into these programs, it's no good. You know, they have to want to change.
Okay. I agree. Nobody's going to stop smoking or stop drinking unless they want to.
Yeah.
But these people are out there stealing stuff.
Right.
So we still need some way of rescuing our community that way. And we don't have the room. I mean, I'm bringing this up to everybody and I'm not smart enough to figure this out. I thought about putting out trailers, you know, for the really minor offenders. You know, that you could, you know, but they have to do some time. You put them in that and behind a barbed wire fence and you have some guards, but you can't do that because all these regulations to incarcerate people. And so I frankly, I don't envy y'all your position because there's people like me and many more. They're saying, so what's the plan?
Well, there are a lot of, alternative sentences for these people. And, you know, we're having to, again, think out the box and come up with more programs that will work with these people. And the probation office is doing that. The sheriff's office is doing that, coming up with alternative sentences to custody.
But the issue again is we have down at the Frontier Senior Center. We use work release people for and they have hours that they're supposed to work. They just don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're sentenced to do so many hours and through the jail and through the probation department and all those things. They come up and they sign up and then they just don't show up.
Well, and it used to be those people then would end up in jail.
And they know they're not going back to jail, so there's no ability to make them show up.
Yeah.
Well, how do we get that incentive to make them understand that they have to do it?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I just know that it's going to be a long process to change people's thinking and conduct. And it'll be a few at a time that we can change. We're not going to change them all, and we can't lock them up. So,
no, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so,
we don't have room and all this. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, and then I'm seeing things where an Obama, and I don't disagree with everything he does.
Name one thing real quick.
Okay, well. this one right here, all right, is they're looking at the federal prisons and the justice system there, and they're looking at these people that have been sentenced to 10 or 15 years in jail. And for a minor offense, if they've been arrested today, they've gotten a slap on the hand. And they're talking about paroling or releasing. And these are like thousands of prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I think besides the fact you're putting thousands of people back on the street with
no jobs and no education and no ability to live in this society.
I know, but the idea is a good idea. So I'm thinking do we have this group of people that we can turn loose? Like that, or the aged, or the sick, that can go into other programs instead of being in jails and prisons, that would open up spots.
Well, certainly, Governor Brown is looking at every prisoner in the state to try to get people that he can release by 2017. So,
anybody want to raise your hand here?
Yeah.
But in our jail here, the danger I see in the jail when we're sentencing people in there for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And I think we have one person there for 10.
Yeah.
Is that jail's not set up to do that.
No, it's not.
Have we had lawyers sniffing around yet? Talking about, oh, you know what? You can't keep these people.
That'll come though.
Oh, it certainly will.
Yeah.
And we've already been through that in Shasta County with a prison lawsuit and we were able to do a really good job of getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Took a lot of taxpayer money to defend ourselves, but we were able to do a good job of beating that. But, the impact of letting all these people off and putting them out on the street, we can't we've got such an unemployment problem now. These people have worked in 10, 15, 20 years, and how do you just release, how many thousand did they say, back into society?
Well,
we've got to have a plan for that before they do it. Unfortunately, the federal government won't have a plan. They'll just drop them on us, and then we'll figure it out.
Well, we're not talking about federal prisoners here. No. We're talking about state
prisoners.
Well, right.
But the federal plan,
you can see
it's going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's both.
Right
now we're only dealing with the state.
Yeah.
But federal people are looking at, gee, that's a pretty good idea. Let's just clean this system up.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? Home Helpers and Sharon Clark, it's their 10th anniversary. Can you believe that?
Yeah, great.
And Sharon is, every one of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. So, I mean, it's not, she was doing this way before anything, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, how do you do a background check? Well, she's been doing it for 10 years. And they've been caring for the Reading Area families. They do a great job. They're out there to help, whether it's full-time, a day here and there, monthly.
She's an intricate part of the senior network in Shasta County.
That's right. And you get a free in-home consultation. Give them a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers. Our guest is District Attorney Steve Carlton. We have people on the line. We'll be right back after these messages.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Thursday, May 15th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, Redding, California. Tickets are just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Thursday, May 15th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world-famous men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality, leaving you breathless. We're a 100% smoke-free casino. Girls make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel in Redding, California, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Hey, folks, you know where your Swap and Sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and Sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening.
I like to think of that as, if we could, we'd hammer them. But that's just me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. The time is 8:48 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 68 degrees going up to 90 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue and, looking for that car, truck, or SUV, new or previously owned. It's your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Service department is simply outstanding. Give them a call at 223-2177. Don't go anywhere. They've got them all right there at Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Shasta County District Attorney Steve Carlton. We have somebody on the line. Ruth, thank you for waiting.
Hi, good morning, Carl, Trish, and Mr. Carlton. I have to say, I am a little disappointed in hearing our DA say he doesn't know. And when I listen to Chief Paletti and when I listen to Sheriff Basinko, they have a strategic plan. They participate in the community. They get out and tell us what that plan is. We know we're faced with low resources, that we have high, you know, the ABO 109 issue to deal with. And it makes people feel as if at least they're part of a strategic plan to deal with this issue. And when I hear Mr. Carlton say, I don't know, and what I want to know is what is the DA's office doing, you specifically, to participate and be a part of the strategic plan, and what kind of programs and what kind of things can we expect as taxpayers that the DA is doing? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Ruth.
Well, I think the question was, what can we do to stop the bleeding in the justice system? And what I said is, I don't know the answer to it. And that's true. And nobody knows the answer to it. We're all trying. But when you're talking about 35,000 people being released from prison and many of them coming to Shasta County where we don't have jail space for our own people, I don't know what to do in that regard. And so when we have the jail at max and we can't have no more room, they have to release people. And that's just the fact.
I think, Steve, though, she was probably referring to the strategic plan that you're a part of the team.
The executive committee.
Right.
With the sheriff and the chief of police and probation. Everybody's involved in the strategic plan to try to figure out and get a handle on this. And you're certainly involved in that.
Yes, I am.
In the, so one of the things that, you know, about trying to fix it from the age of four up. But that, again, we go into a generational thing.
Right.
I think Ruth is kind of like, she's kind of like saying what a lot of people are at right now. Some, you know, that we can talk about, you know, taking care of your houses, being more secure. We can talk about, different types of courts. But when it gets right down to it, that strategic plan that says, we're going to do this now. And I know that this program that you all are working on, it's got like 5 years to it. And I think maybe that needs to be
better explained
to people that because I've read the plan and what's causing it, and you know that there's facts, there's criminals, and that you've got to break the
you got to break the cycle.
Break the cycle, but I'm I'm not sure how, I don't think anybody really understands how that's going to happen.
Right. And there are a lot of programs going on through the CCP plan, and the probation office is really the head of that, but we're all involved in it, and there's a lot of plans that for rehabilitation for these people. People that are released from prison go to the day reporting center to get services, like try help getting jobs.
Drug abuse, mental yes. health. Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know, we as a society have gone away from raising our children to know how to be adults. And it goes back in my mind to programs we don't do in the schools anymore. We used to teach home ec. We used to teach, welding. We used to teach, car repair. All these things that teach you how to grow up and be an adult. We get, as I indicated, the people down at the work release program. They don't know how to clean a toilet. I mean, they don't know how to mop a floor. We're not raising a society that knows how to be adults. So then you get two of them, they get together and have a baby. They don't know how to be adults themselves, let alone raise a child. At some point, we've got to turn around this system so that we're educating people to grow up.
Well, I totally agree, and that's why I say that we ought to be spending more resources at the front end and not at the back end. Because once we get to the back end, it's
too late.
Yeah,
now you've got sausage. So
we need to get the schools involved in this whole thing,
right?
And start teaching something in the schools.
But what you're saying is just what Ruth is saying. We need to see that. We need to say, okay, in Redding, California, or Shasta County, that we're going to have programs starting in preschool, talking about responsibility, and talking about doing the right thing. And because that's that generational thing. Because when we go into a place and you're trying to stop the fighting between two different religious sects, Sunnis and Shiites, you're not going to stop the guys that are fighting. No, you're not going to stop their fathers. The only hope you have is getting to those kids.
Yeah.
That's why when you start talking things like this, you're talking generation. A generational change is what we talk about, which is what you're talking about, Steve. But what's the plan to do that? I mean, I think what's the organized plan? Unfortunately, it could be a great plan until we implement it. But but I think that's what people are looking for. They want, mm-hmm. they want you all to sit up in front of everybody and have Tracy do it and just say, this is the plan. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're implementing it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem is nobody sees that. Mm-hmm. So if I could throw that out as something that when you all get together again, that us having them on here and talking about it is a good idea, but we need you all. You're the ones we look to.
You know, one thing, because I know short of time, is that we have a DARE program in Shasta County where they have a class on drugs for sixth graders, and it's we have it in the county. All the county schools have this DARE program. It's a great program. We have a dedicated retired sheriff's officer that runs the program. But they don't do it in the city, the city schools.
The city walked away from that years back, and I never did understand why. There's no question that it's a very effective program of education.
Yes, right.
Actually, we started that in the city of Anderson was the first place that did the drug abuse resistance education program.
Is that right?
A lady by the name of Marge Sipple was the first officer that taught that. We started it back in the 80s, under Chief Phil Rayner down there. But anyway, the point is, you've got the school system has to be a part of this whole solution.
Right, right.
And I'm wondering, that brings up a whole nother subject with the Common Core and that whole program that doesn't include any of that.
Yeah.
So we've got a big challenge in front of us, but it's got to be the whole community.
Yeah.
And it's got to start, again, with responsibility. We don't have responsible adults knowing that they're responsible for those kids they're having.
Yeah, we have to have a change in the thinking of everybody.
Okay. We got about a little bit less than a minute left. That could be the final statement then. We need to change some thinking here. And we need our leaders and our leadership, elected leaders and also our others, appointed leaders, to have that lantern.
But the people have got to get back involved in the government.
But they do.
A perfect example is we have an election coming up. And we've got people who don't know who's up for our election. They don't know who's running. And they don't care. And if you're not part of the solution as a citizen out there, and if you're not registered to vote, you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Okay. Steve, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've just, like I said, we're going to continue through this for the next week. And then, talking about this, and I'm going to try and put it all together at one point and get everybody together here for a show, and maybe putting it out in a bigger audience so we can have some people in there and listen to you all talk. Tomorrow we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be joining us. And all of our regular madness there, before he comes on.
And remind everybody that there's a breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center this Sunday morning from 8 to 11.
And also this Fire Club International this weekend at Wind River. I'm emceeing it, and it's going to be a great time. All types of things going on there. Good day. It was a good day. It's going to be hot today, everybody. So take care out there.
91.
Time to start thinking about not leaving your dog in the car with the windows up. You'll kill it. Thanks again, Steve, for being here with us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And you know what? Here's the thing is you've got to be part of the solution, just like you said, Trish. You're a good guy then.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating well.
Out with a preliminary report on the disappearance of Flight 370. Air traffic controllers didn't realize the plane went missing until 17 minutes after it dropped off radar screens. An official search and rescue mission wasn't launched until 4 hours later. Apparently, it was a natural gas explosion that heavily damaged a county jail in the Florida Panhandle. That's the conclusion of local officials in Pensacola.
There were 100 to 150 injuries. Those were both inmates and corrections officers. They were transported to, I think, 4 or 5 different area hospitals. We do have 2 confirmed fatalities. Those are inmates.
County spokeswoman Kathleen Castro in Pensacola, where there's also widespread damage from this week's powerful spring storm. It dumped incredible amounts of rain across a wide area. The U.S. Forest Service says a 1,000-acre wildfire in